Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. Back with Trendy Trev.
We're going to catch up a yarn now with Paul Tomasini, Tennessee Skills Institute CEO. We're talking about Tennessee Schools' upcoming community courses. So let's take a listen and protect yourself while being a tenant. We're over on the line. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Mate, thanks for having me.
Brother, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Mate, today I'm on the lands of the Jagera, Yugra and Yugarable people just west of Ipswich, and my organisation is In Community and the Tennessee Skills Institute.
All right, fantastic. When we talk about Tennessee Schools, up-and-coming community courses, it's about educating people about their rights as tenants. Is that right? Can you shed some light on the courses?
Yeah, so what we do with our courses is we want to make sure that people have the best chance possible when they're going into tenancies, whether they're tenancies in the private market, social community housing tenancies, wherever people are going in and going to be living. We want to make sure that they've got the right skills and know-how to make sure that their tenancies go as smooth as possible.
Sure. There are rules and regulations, and you, as a tenant, you are protected. But to what extreme? Well, hence is why the courses are available. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, it's a lot more complex environment renting with legislation now than what it was when I was young and first renting, sort of 20-odd years ago. And what we know is that the more you know, the better informed people are, the better chance they've got of getting it right first time.
Mm. Well, knowledge is power, and we do have protection. I've seen some really messy situations across the board to all levels of people are renting. And I said, if you're not up with the skills or with the knowledge, you're sort of lost. You're in no man's land, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right, Trevor. And look, knowing where to go, knowing where to get your advice from, so you're getting good advice when you need it, but also being confident to approach that situation. So if something is going wrong in your tenancy, you know you can talk to, you talk to your property manager or talk to people to get the right information, to get the right advice, and also to address those issues in that tenancy really early, because what we know is that when things get left, oftentimes they become bigger problems and then harder problems to solve.
And if we're talking about a middle person, like an agency, so to speak, then you've got really good communication, professional outfit, what have you, and all cards on the table, so to speak. But when you're dealing with owner of the property directly, that can get very messy, but they've still got to abide by the rules too, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, one of the things that we see, majority of properties are managed by a property manager, but there are those ones out there that are self-managed by owners, and they can be, because the same standards don't apply, they don't have the same professional standards necessarily, so they can be ones that can be really good, there can be really great outcomes, I've heard, in that space, and the opposite as well. So, but they still have to follow the same rules, the legislation still applies. So there are services that are available, like if people are having trouble especially in privately managed tenancies, owned and managed tenancies, there are support services in every state that can help you to navigate that.
Fantastic. Now, the upcoming community courses for Tennessee Schools, would that include all different aspects? I mean, like the bond, when you're given a notice, the owner of the house coming to your property without warning, all that sort of stuff, that's all in the course?
Yeah, absolutely. So we cover off on five main areas, which is communication throughout your tenancy. That includes the application process. It includes actually communication day-to-day in your tenancy, rights and responsibilities, so that people have a really good understanding of their rights and responsibilities. So if, for example, the owner turns up and says, hey, I just want to do some stuff outside in the yard or fix a door or something like that, you know exactly where you stand and what your rights are in that regard and how to approach that.
Sure.
We then cover off on cleaning, managing your finances, so budgeting, all that kind of stuff, and more recently we've added living with others, because what we've seen, particularly in urban areas, is the increase in higher density living, which for a lot of us is a new way of living. We're used to using lots of space and having big yards, and we're going into unit complexes in a lot of cases, and even share houses, and that dynamic is really different, and it's important that we know how to negotiate those kind of arrangements as well.
Yep, all right, fantastic. Now, you've got the up-and-coming courses happening in Townsville, Toowoomba, Logan, Mount Isa, Mackay, and the dates are there. How do people find out where you guys are doing these courses, please, my friend?
So all of our courses are on our website, tenancyskills.com.au.
Okay.
If you go to the courses page, so the students page, you can flow through, and if there's courses available in your area, we always recommend the in-person courses if you can get to them, because you've got the advantage of having a trainer who's got lots of experience, so you can ask questions of, and you can talk with them, and if you've got any scenarios or situations that you want to get advice on, they can help you to understand that, and also to connect you into the advice services like QStars in Queensland, for example. Otherwise, it is available 24/7 online for people who can't make it into one of the courses, or if there's not a course available in your area.
All right, fantastic. Hey, thank you very much for sharing, Paul. A very important opportunity for a course and get educated. Knowledge is power. Paul, thank you. All the best to you and your team. Keep smiling, brother. We'll talk soon, eh?
I appreciate it, Trevor. Talk soon, mate.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Deadly yarn there. Paul Tomasini, his name is, Tennessee Schools Institute CEO and Tennessee Schools upcoming community courses. Do check him out. I can read here quickly. Townsville, Monday 11th and Tuesday 12th, November. Women only, that's courses, school sets for successful Tennessee's full course. And then they have one in Toowoomba, 13 and 14 November at Toowoomba Housing Hub. And also Logan, 19th, 20th November at the Logan Housing Service Centre, and Mount Isa, 26th, 27th November, Centrecare Mount Isa, Mackay, 4th and 5th of December at Jubilee Community Centre, and also Mackay on the 4th of December that night, that evening, introducing to renting. So there it is. Otherwise, go online, check out the organisation, Tennessee Schools, and there you'll be able to see all the different courses and the information there as well. So thank you for that, Paul. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.
Warm and better in the home. Wet my fingers to the bone. Warm and better in the home. Woman, baby, live alone on the streets or in a home. She's a woman, not alone with her children or a man. She's a woman, she understands. My fingers to the bone.
National Talk Black.
National Talk Black.
This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And look, I believe we're going to catch up a yarn there with Amy Soule, Ilbijuri Theatres, company's creative associate and director of Emu in the Sun by Phoebe Rayner, with Isabel Morphy Walsh, Phoebe Rayner, and Muriel Spirum. And Ilbijuri Theatre Company and Melbourne Theatre Company are proud to present the inaugural season of their groundbreaking collaboration, Black in the Room. And there's three new works written by the next generation of black storytellers will be staged at Southbank Theatre over the 2 weeks in celebration of black theatre. So with that, going to catch up a yarn. I believe we've got Amy on the line. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Morning, good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
My name's Amy Soul. My mob's a Wiradjuri and Worimi. I'm Makuri down here.
Yes, represent.
Great to be yarning with you, mob.
Good to be yarning with you, and congratulations. We're talking about three new works. So tell us about the three new works. What do they consist of, sis?
Yeah, so three brand new works by three emerging playwrights, which is Isabel Murphy Walsh, who's Tunnerong mob down here.
Yes.
Muriel Spearham, who's New South Wales mob, and Phoebe Grainer, who's from up them ways.
Up this way, that's right, rain everywhere. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. And tell us about, because you're responsible for conceiving Black in the Room. So tell us about that space, sister.
Yeah, so Black in the Room kind of came from, I'm creative associate at Ilbidri Theatre Company, and I help with all of our new work programs and all our development programs, supporting mob and developing their practices and their storytelling the way that we want to do it. And Black in the Room came from this need for us to be able to fully tell our stories, sovereign ways, how we want to, where we want to, as loud as we want to, wherever we want to. And so Black in the Room was born from that, and from the need for more of our stories and more of our yarns, especially from our black women on our stages, centre, telling our ways.
Well, we are storytellers, my sister, and by any means necessary, whether it's a play, whether it's dance, whether it's song, whether it's art, and so very important. You enjoying driving this vehicle into the future, sis?
Yeah, it's massive, and it feels like it's so great to have all the mob involved in the project, the mob from all over creating their work on the three different projects, which is Gunawara, Awake Awoke Mob, and Emu in the Sun. And it's just incredible to be in a room to take over Melbourne Theatre Company and to just have it a full black space and to have us just running the joint, making these work, telling our stories, telling our yarns.
Now, tickets went on sale Thursday, 22nd of August, and the performance will be running from 27 November till 7 December. So if you're travelling down to see family, or you're going down to Melbourne to catch up with mob, there's an opportunity for entertainment. Go and check out these fantastic plays.
Yeah, come join us. And we'll have there's a few events that are happening around, a few yarns, a few conversations. And so we'll all be around here,
Yeah, too deadly. Now, how long have you been in this space, Amy?
Making theatre?
Yeah.
My yarn, biggest yarn.
All ears.
All the way around and finally landed in theatre about 5 years ago.
Deadly.
I started off as an actor and then studied playwriting and then jumped into directing.
We've got very talented people out there, haven't we?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. we are the world's oldest continuing storytellers.
Yes.
And that's that, you know?
Exactly. There's the resume right there.
Fully though. I'm like, that's it. And our story should be like centered and shared with the ones that we want to share.
Well, so proud of you. Congratulations, creating a fantastic platform. Especially for our sisters to be front and centre. Girls can do anything. And look, girls got yarns as well. We'll talk about the so-called warriors of the 21st century, but we're nothing without you, sisters.
and they're powerful in all three of these works because they're so centred as black women stories. Like, they're empowering in a way that maybe we haven't seen on our main stages.
Yes.
Like, they're empowering in a feminine way. They're empowering in a way that is about holding space and about being there for each other in a really beautiful way. Yeah. All of these works have some version of healing in them in a really special way.
And it's a great tool for inspiring our young sisters coming through as well.
Yeah. We've got our Black Stage Humans, which is our young emerging designers.
Good.
And we've got a young director coming in too, Mila Enich, who's also involved in the project. So there's the younger mob also coming up through, who are also a part of creating this.
Yeah, with their vision they bring to the table, which keeps it on going, doesn't it, Amy?
Exactly. It's all about the future and connected and grounded in the past.
Well, good yarn of you. All us Murrays and Coorys, we always say, don't act, but we need to act. So, my sister, thank you for the yarn. And all the best.
Everyone come act now. Come to the next one.
Why not? And big shout out to the girls, and thank you very much, and good luck with it all. And we'll yarn soon, sister.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yarn soon.
Bye-bye. Adela Yande, Amy Soul, her name is, Ibujiri Theatres and Company's Creative Associate and Director of Emu in the Sun by Phoebe Grainer. And she from up this way, big shout out Phoebe, and also Muriel Spearum, and also Isabel Morphy Walsh. And they're performing in the Black in the Room is the under that umbrella. And like I said, it's going from in Melbourne from the 27th of November to 7th of December. So if you're heading down that way for shopping or catch up with family down in Melbourne, there's entertainment. Why not go see these three playwrights, Too Deadly to See? This is your daily program, National Talk Black. 8 minutes left on program. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, and we've got the news coming up via NERS very soon. Here on National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
I've got this story to tell about my people.
Which way?
What did I? In the baklava, I've got the story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land, story to tell about my people, story to tell about my land. I've got the story to tell about my people.
My wee.
our children, we all walk together. To keep our children safe, strong, and connected to culture. Community organisations you trust are here to walk with you and can provide family wellbeing services for families and children of all ages. To find free and confidential support near you, search Family Wellbeing Services. Because when it comes to our children, we all walk together. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
National Talk Black.
Levels to rise. Delay in global action will jeopardize the small amount of time we have left. To
secure our island life into the future. Gasamana!
National Talk Black.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingy Country as BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, you mob? I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to allow traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. Now, life-changing legal service for hospital patients celebrates 5-year milestone, but without ongoing funding. Imagine being faced with a sudden health crisis and at the same time having to deal with ongoing court cases, losing your job, or a landlord who won't do urgent repairs on your home. Unfortunately, this is the reality of thousands of people who often face health and legal crisis together. And look, it's a powerful concept and tool. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Diane Anagus, Deputy Director, Solicitor at Kingsford Legal Centre. And we have Diane on the line. Diane, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Diane?
I'm in Sydney, southeastern Sydney.
All right, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Let's talk about the service first, life-changing legal service for hospital patients. Celebrating 5 years, so virtually taking the mountain to the people. They're in hospital and virtually taking the service to them. A great concept. How has it been travelling?
Oh, look, I mean, like everything over the past 5 years, when we think about everything we've all been through, COVID, lockdowns, uncertainty, it's had its ups and its downs, but I can absolutely say that it's worth it. So the whole idea behind these health justice partnerships, and it's not just us, it's all over Australia, right? Every state in Australia has got a version of this, is about not waiting for people to come to you if they need legal help. I mean, the last thing on people's minds when they're sick, balancing chronic illness, is chatting to a lawyer. So it's about going to where people are, whether they're accessing health at the hospital, at community health centres, and not taking it for granted and assuming people will come out and find you when they've got so much else going on in their lives.
Well, exactly. And if they're in hospital, they're dealing with health. Here's another pressure in regard to the, if not the spirit, then the mental side of things in regard to a court case. But having you guys at the table, a bit of a massage to the mind and spirit, you would say.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like it's stressful enough when you're sick,
exactly,
right? Like,
exactly.
And whether it's something that has come on suddenly, you know, whether it's mental illness or, you know, an accident or a sudden diagnosis of something, you know, we see people who have had out of the blue diagnoses of cancer, of strokes, of all sorts of things.
Yes.
Like that floors you. That what else can you think of? But if you're also dealing with, I might lose my job because I can't work, or
exactly,
if you're also dealing with, I can't pay my rent.
Rent, accommodation, yeah, exactly.
That added stress. Yeah, and it can stop you from doing things that you need to do for your health, to get better, to stabilise.
Exactly.
So if we can at least go there and take away some of the stress, then I think that's a job you know, well done. And
Diana, how long have you the service been operating for?
This well, we've been around. We're a community legal centre, and there's lots of us all over the country. We've been around for 40 years.
Yes.
But this way of working, of sending a solicitor up to the hospital, sending a solicitor to see people in their homes when they've been discharged, so 5 years for that one.
5 years. Now, we're talking about ongoing, well, no longer, without ongoing funding. So what is plan B if the funding stops after 30 June 25?
Well, I think we're so committed to this way of working that we're going to find a way to keep going. So we're going to be looking for different avenues. But if we don't get the funding, or while we don't have funding, then it's just going to be a much reduced service, Trevor. So, you know, and that's not what we want to do. What we actually want to do, because we did a big evaluation of the service, and it said, you know, you're reaching a lot of people, you're alleviating stress, but you're not reaching everyone up at the hospital you work with. You've got to do more to promote the service. And so we want to be expanding, but without funding, we're going to contract, we're going to reduce, and we really don't want to do that, because it's, you know, we know that this works, and we know that we get to the people who need us most, you know, for free legal assistance.
Well, exactly. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean? You know, exactly. But it's an ongoing thing. So what is there a possibility of funding to go ahead? I mean, what can you guys do in regarding seeking funding or conversing to the funding arm?
Yeah, so the funding that we've got at the moment is enough for just one solicitor.
Okay.
So for one solicitor to be going out to the hospital and the home visits and the outreaches and all of that. So we're still waiting for an announcement, and we're not alone here. Every community legal centre across the country is waiting to see what funding they'll get, you know, beyond June 2025, which isn't too far away, you know. So we're still waiting for that announcement. So fingers crossed for all the community legal centres and Aboriginal legal services and legal aids around, you know, making sure they get ongoing and increased funding beyond that. And just fingers crossed that we get something on top of that so that we can reach even more people.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, good luck with it all. Diane, thank you for your yarn. Big shout out to your team there, your mob. And look, hopefully a light at the end of the tunnel. But thank you, Diane, very much.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Trevor. Thanks for your time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Diane Anagnos is her name, Deputy Director, Solicitor at Kingsford Legal Service. And talking about the life-changing legal service for hospital patients, celebrates 5 years milestone, but without ongoing funding. So, as I said, taking the mountain to the people. People are in hospital, and look, it's across the country. And when they're in hospital, of course, they've got the drama of rent, work, and also the lawyer side, the legal side of things, you know. And taking the lawyers to the hospital, it's like a bit of a medicine in regard to the conversation still can be happening in regard to looking after their space outside the hospital, so to speak. So very, very important. And look, it should be a service that's provided and ongoing, I feel. But anyway, have you seen and yarn up song to the conversation here. National Talk Black, yarn with the bully on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry. All my mob there, 1 year Gunga leader, Dumiji Mornish Nanalaway with my beautiful father. And my beautiful mother with me in spirit, Dunley Island, Arab. And big shout out to all the mob there with Tire Straits, because 4M Double do take us up in National Talk Black. And welcome to the table, you mob, Too Deadly. And you too can have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Facebook, big face, sookbook. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
My people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people.
National Talk Black.
Mara Sound Productions. When I was a young boy, I used to watch my old man. Daddy, can you lend me Badu song? I speak wah wah, you no forget my boy. You lock them Badu man, I say nah. And speak, I go sing you this song. This song is called the German Mache. Nakizaka, misaka, maika, napaiki, wawura, baruya. Kuba, senaka, irama. German night.